I wanted to bring this scripture up first. This is Psalms 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. I thought it appropriate today for this psalm, because the saints in our group have endured much in the past 5 months, both physical and spiritual attacks. Some more severe than others, but nevertheless, the evil one has been relentless. But we praise God, we have remained faithful by His grace, and we will shout, we still believe.
Yes. Amen.
So, Father, we thank and praise Thee for Thy protection and comfort in the times of trouble.
Amen.
So, who would pray to give thanks unto our God for all the great things He has done for us?
The next verse is good, too. It says, He keepeth all His bones, and not one of them is broken.
That's right.
And in a sense, we are of His flesh and of His bones.
That's right. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Amen. And then I went into Psalms 31:15. This is just a great, this first sentence was a great comfort to me. I had spoken to Sister Betty a few days prior. When I came across this, I called her and I read this to her because it just seemed appropriate for a help. I know it was helpful to me. It says, "My times are in Thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me." What a comforting thought for the saints of God, that my times are in Thy hand.
Amen.
And we are not wafts or strays upon the earth. We have been drawn by God's divine grace and made heirs and joint heirs with Christ. And then He says, "Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from them that persecute me." It certainly is our desire to escape persecutions, but sometimes it's not what the Lord wills. However, He does not leave us. He grants us His sustaining grace that we may endure. Yeah. So, Father, help us to remember that the Lord preserveth the faithful.
Amen.
Therefore, let us be faithful unto the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
We'll pray about that. Brother Dan, Brother Al, is there anything else we want to continue to pray about? And I want to especially thank the Lord that the brethren Jordans are here, yeah, and Sister Betty is here, yeah, and that we're all here.
Right.
That we're all actually in the same room together, of one accord. So I want to thank the Lord for His graciousness to us, for His sustaining grace to each of us in these times these attacks we're having.
Yes.
And like Brother Al said, the Lord is shaking things. And we want to have our faith strong so that we are not shaken, but we stand fast.
Right.
And if we do, the Lord will protect us.
Amen.
We'll have Sister Kay pray first, then Brother Dan and Brother Al. And if there's anything else we need to pray about,
our meeting Thursday.
Yeah.
And we want to continue to pray for one another that our faith fail not.
Amen.
Dear Father God, we come to You today and we praise You because You keep us. You keep us protected in times when we cannot even see Your power and Your hands at work. We just need to remember to be faithful unto You. As we are going through the trials, we need to focus on who You are, Your power, and to do that which is right in Your eyes and not succumb to the temptations that may be able to take a quick way out. I ask just now that You give comfort and peace to all of us. As we know, these trials are going to continue, and to use Sister Karen's words, Satan knows he has a short time. He's ramping up the ante. I ask just now that You lead, guide, and direct us, and help us to remember that it is You who are leading, guiding, directing, and protecting us. Amen. In the name of Christ, I ask all these things.
Amen.
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 Father in Heaven, we thank You this morning for anticipation of and the enjoyment of us all being in the same room and together and rejoicing together over the victories that You have won in our individual cases. We thank You for strength to for each of us individually and even as families to endure these things and bring a report back and report that you are indeed faithful as we have known you to be, and yet we can say it. And thank you that this is not the end of the report, as it were. As the scripture says, our times are in your hand, and we expect more times as Jesus tarries and until his coming, and so we know that you will continue to be faithful. Help us not to, that our faith would fail not, that we would not give any indication to the brethren or to the world that our faith is or has failed, that we will continue to be faithful to you and to rejoice as we go in and as we go out. We pray. Mm-hmm. We also are considering the brethren in Delaware, as we often do, that you will continue to strengthen them.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Near to each other and near to you and near to us in days ahead. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Dear Father, we thank thee for the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank thee that this provision of believing, faith and believing that thou hast brought to us, Lord, we thank thee that it is by faith that we stand. And we're justified by faith, Lord, and not by the works of the law, but we give thee thanks, Father, for this provision, the provision of the new covenant, Lord, the covenant mm-hmm. of mm-hmm. where men are trusting in thee, Lord, for the provision of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Father, we're thanking thee that thou hast preserved the faithful and those that are full of faith, and we're asking for grace that we may continue to be full of faith. Lord, help us, help our faith to be strong.
Amen.
To glorify thee, even in the evil day, Lord. Amen. We're asking Amen. For grace to stand.
Amen.
And we know that evil days are coming, and mm-hmm. and we're just praying for grace to glorify thy name in the midst of, in the fires and in the waters, Lord. And we're seeking not for relief from trial, Lord, but for grace to glorify thee when the trial comes.
Amen.
So we're seeking thy face and asking for thy mercy to be upon us, and we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, we give thee thanks, Lord, for the keeping of us mm-hmm. as we were separated one from the other. We thank you, Father, that our faith has stood the test, the enduring of it. We pray, mm-hmm. Father, that thou will continue to help us, Lord. We know, Father, and we confess unto thee that without thee we can do nothing. If without thee we would not have a faith.
Amen.
Without thee we would not have an advocate. Without thee we could not come unto the throne of thy grace mm-hmm. without Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And so we thank thee, Father, that thou hast called us out of this land of darkness and death and destruction, that we are now living people living unto God.
Amen.
And so, Father, Amen. We ask for thy grace to help us, Father, to help us to stand fast. We ask, Lord, that thou will strengthen us in our inner man with thy power and might.
Amen.
That we not fail thee, and that we would be good testimonies in the earth, Father, Amen. For thy goodness and thy love and thy forgiveness of sin, Father. We ask, Lord, that thou will be with our meeting Thursday night.
Amen.
We ask thy presence to be with us, Father, that,
Amen.
That we would be a blessing unto thee, and that mm-hmm. you would give us a blessing, Father. That you would open our hearts. Our constant desire, Father, is that you would open our ears to hear and
Amen.
Give us hearts to receive. We're asking, Father, for an increase of understanding, of knowledge, and of wisdom.
Amen.
That we may fight the foes that assault us, and that we will be able to put on the whole armor of God and be able to win the battle.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And it's by your grace and by the captain of our salvation that we will do this.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Father, we are asking that we would, that you will show us great and mighty things that we know not.
Amen.
We're thankful, Father, that you are a God who tells us what's going to happen, and then you do it.
Amen.
And that you will and that you provide for us, that we're not blindsided by things, that you help us to see things, Father, to perceive things, that we're not blindsided or get deceived by the evil one. But Father, we just thank thee, Lord, for all the provisions that you have provided through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And Lord, we commit ourselves unto thee as a loving Father and a faithful Creator. And thank you again, Father, that we have the right man on our side.
Amen.
Amen.
For if we did not, our striving would be losing.
Amen.
So we thank thee, Holy Father, for the precious blood of Jesus, mm-hmm. and for thy great love wherewith thou hast loved us. Mm-hmm. We commit ourselves unto thee as a loving Father and a faithful Creator. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.